Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of the 9 days. Baruch Hashem, I had a baby over the weekend, baby girl, so I was not available the last few days, so I want to try to catch up, because the whole point I wanted to start earlier is so that we're able to at least, for 4 or 5 days, to get into the halachas of Tisha B'Av, which are so numerous. So I would like to, over the next day, try to catch up and do halachas of eating meat and wine, drinking wine during the 9 days, and hopefully we'll go weiter to be able to get into the halachas of Tisha B'Av a little bit. So, the already is a shita in Yerushalmi in Pesachim Parak Dalet Halacha Aleph. It says Amar Bzeira Nasha Denagan Delo Nasiya. Sorry, Amar Bzeira Nasiya Nahagan Lamishte Yain Chamer Min Da'avde Alelo. So it sounds over here that there is some sort of minhag already to not have chamer, which is wine, during the month of Av, from Rosh Chodesh Av and onwards. Shabbat Pascha Even Ashtia Amay Tamak Yashdusi Harsun. According to the pasuk in Tehillim. And the pasuk in Gemara and Sanhedrin actually has drasha that's talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So anyway, so the lashon of the shtus, the evan ashtia, was destroyed. So then you should be in a state of mourning, so not being having any wine. So that is a nice Yerushalmi. However, the Gemara in Bavli clearly says that the isher is only from erev Tisha B'Av Suda Mafseka. So that is going to be true. All the Rishonim point that out, that is the case meikar adin and ad kedei kach. I believe ad yom the tema nim are not knowing the entire 9 days. Even the Shavuot Shachalba, which we're going to see, is a shita in other Rishonim. I'm pretty sure that Teimanim are Mekel until the din of the Gemara, which is that was their Masorah. So what we do find already, based on this Yerushalmi, based on other Shitas earlier, Geonim, very early sources, for the idea for stopping to eat meat and wine already from an earlier time. We pointed out already in the halachas of 3 weeks that the Machzor Vitri, which is in the base Medrash of Rashi, quotes a certain minhag that already from Shivasar Betamas, there are those who stopped having meat and wine. As a Zecher LeChorban, that's the time where the Avelah started. Then there is the more common practice, which we know is quoted by Rav Hai Gaon and many of the Gaonim, not to have it Rav Yah, not to have it from already Rosh Chodesh Av. Mishnechnas Av Matim Besimcha, that is going to be started from Rosh Chodesh Av. There are those who quote it only with regards to eating only meat, and then there are also those who that we have it is not both meat and wine is not going to be done during the Bahag. Quotes it from both meat and wine. The Ra'avan, those quoted it for both meat and wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. And then we have the Shita of the Rambam, which you might be familiar with, because Sfardim, we're going to end up holding like that one. Many Sfardim is the Shavua Shechalba, just like we see the Dinah the Gemara about laundering and Shavua Shechalba Tisha B'Av, which we pointed out you don't have this year. So meat and wine, if you hold Shavua Shechalba, it does not exist, because Shavua Shechalba is on Sunday, so from Saturday night, you already start fasting, so there is no Shavua Shechalba. So this week, Sfardim, would, if you hold it, this Dinah of the Rambam, would not hold that there is an issue of eating meat and wine this week. And then we point out the minhag of the other Rishonim is only to makbid on Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes really all the dinim la'alacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tafkuf Nun Aleph Seif Tes, he writes that there are those who are knowing not to eat meat and wine from Shavua Shechalba B'Shabbos Zu, and that is quoting the Shita of the Rambam. Then he writes V'yesh Musafim Rosh Chodesh Adatainis. That's the Shita of the Bahag and others. V'yesh Musafim Yadayin V'Tamos. He really quotes the Yesh Omrim as the Shita. He quotes two Yesh Omrims, and he writes the Yesh Noagim. So really, he kind of leaves it open. If it's a Stam and Yesh Omrim, even if it's two Yesh Omrims, you go like the Stam. But here, his Lashon is of even from the Yesh Noagim already for Shavua Shechalba. So the Yesh Noagim by Yesh Musafim and Yesh Musafim. So how do Svardim Baskin is a little bit really tally on Minhagim. The Ben Ishchai writes that they were already makbid from. That's also another point of contention, is already from after Rosh Chodesh, because they say Rosh Chodesh, you should have a Rosh Chodesh Suda. Suda Rosh Chodesh is a big deal. There's a whole inyanim about having Suda Rosh Chodesh, the whole simon in Shulchan Aruch about, it's only one sif, I think, about Suda Rosh Chodesh, but it's a very big deal to have Suda Rosh Chodesh. So you could have meat and wine at the Suda Rosh Chodesh, but after that, the Ben Ish Chai writes to be makbid. Others say Shavua Shechalbo, and others, that's been the main two minhagim of the Sfardim, to either Shavua Shechalbo or, as we point out, Timanim are really, they're really different, but the regular Sfardim is either Shavua Shechalbo or from Rosh Chodesh Av. So whatever a person's minhag is in the Sfardi world, that's what they should keep. The Ashkenazim, though, we're makbid already from Rosh Chodesh Av. We do not have the moment Rosh Chodesh Av kicks in. That's a whole shayla. Really, when you daven Marv, even if you daven Plag, many Achornim are makbid, that's already like it's nighttime, so therefore you cannot have meat and wine already davening Marv. So that is going to be usher to have meat and wine already on Rosh Chodesh. And the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, a very scary Lashon, is Sif Yalaf, that anybody who doesn't have it is Poretz Geder in Ashkenu Nachash, a person who breaks the fences literally, she should be bitten by a snake, that you should be punished for not listening to the minhag. So we're very makbid on minhagim. However, if a person accidentally makes a bracha, on meat, he forgets Rosh Chodesh night or the next day on Erev Shabbos, you forgot, and he makes a bracha, or during this week, you make a bracha, what's the din? So Steichamer points out that you should have a tiny amount, then you should have talked about not to make a bracha vatala, do not have any more, then you're going to be a little bit stuck because you're going to have part food in the next 6 hours because you can't have any more of that, and you're going to not be allowed to obviously have any more meat. The Beisheir Levi writes that way as well, so that seems to be the halacha if you accidentally make a bracha. So that is how we paskin in regards to that point. Okay, we'll stop over here, and then we're going to pick up the halacha of feeding children with meat and wine in the next daily halacha.